earlier this year, actually, in March, we implemented a new program called Self-Check, which allows an individual who is going to enter the job market to verify the accuracy of government records with respect to that individual's biographic information. Because the E-Verify system taps the Department of Homeland Security's databases as well as the Social Security Administration's databases. And the way it works is when somebody is newly hired for a job, an employer who uses E-Verify queries those databases and learns whether the information is confirmed by the new employee's I-9 information. And sometimes the government databases contain information that is, for example, outdated. The individual has not updated government databases with respect to any changes in surnames, for example, or other biographical information. We've given the employees who intend to enter the job market the ability to check the accuracy of government information before they enter the job market. Today, for the first time on this station, we are announcing that we are expanding that program from 5 states to a total of 21 across the country.
It sounds like that there is work for both the work incumbent on both the employee and the employer, and I guess you could throw in the government in that. So if someone finds, and by the way, we thank you for choosing to announce that here, if someone finds that their information in the government database is wrong, how do they tell the federal government, and how does the government verify that information?
Well, let me give you an easy example. If for example, I marry and change my surname to my new spouse's surname and neglect to update the government databases, the government database, when queried through E-Verify, will reflect a conflict between the information I've provided my employer and the information reflected in the government database. What I would have to go and do is bring to the Social Security Administration my duly authorized marriage certificate showing my change in surname and update the Social Security Administration databases. Now, I would have to do that within 8 business days of having been hired by the new employer. As you can imagine, that puts a strain on the new employee and also creates uncertainty for the employer who's eager to get that employee working at the job site. What we've done is we've allowed the employee to check the accuracy of the government records before that employment situation arises.
We're talking with Alejandro Mayorkas. He's the Director of Citizenship and Immigration Services. So if you are able to give them a little extra leeway here, is there also something put in place to make sure nobody tries to get one over on the agency or get one over on the employer?
Well, we have anti-fraud devices in place to ensure that to help ensure that people do not commit identity fraud. People who are walking into government agencies to verify the accuracy of their information have to bring a duly authorized government-issued identification and the documents that establish the change that they want to make.
And what has changed or what has enabled DHS to roll this out to 16 more states? And what's the schedule for all 50 states?
We launched this in March earlier this year with the goal of launching it throughout the country in all 50 states in March of 2012. We've worked very hard to develop both the technical capacity, the technological capacity to expand it, and also the monitoring and compliance, the resources to ensure that, in fact, it's not only working well, but that we have the compliance activities in place to ensure the quality of the program and to ensure that people are not seeking to abuse it. We've worked very hard. Today we're expanding it to 21 states total with the goal of meeting our milestone of March 2012 for it to be a nationwide program.
Now, the 16 new states are coast to coast. You've got California to New Jersey and as far north as Maine and well, South Carolina is far south there. Is there anything these 16 have in common, for example, the levels of immigrant population workers, or or what is it?
What we did was we sought to establish it, to expand it throughout the country so that we achieve geographic diversity, both in terms of location, in terms of venue, and also in terms of the size and nature of the immigrant population, so that we would cover a wide spectrum of use. As you noted, California is one of the states. New York is one of the states. These are states that have large immigrant populations, and so we expect a good deal of use of the self-check tool, and we wanted to, in fact, expand it to those types of states to test our capacity and the quality of the program we've built.
And as you know, the federal government across the board tightening its belt, tightening up budgets. How are you able to expand this in these tight budgetary times? Is this an expensive program?
It is a program that Congress has funded for a number of years now. The president's fiscal year 2012 budget includes an appropriation for the E-Verify program. We understand and appreciate the importance of ensuring the lawfulness of the workforce. And we've been very careful in how we've spent that money, and we've spent it dedicated to the improvement of the program, both in terms of its accuracy and in terms of tools such as these that serve the employer and employee communities alike.
Now, you mentioned earlier this involves states, it involves employers, and it involves Social Security and the federal government. Do the state governments in the 21 states where you have rolled this out have any role in this, or are they pretty much on the sidelines here?
This is a federal program that uses federal databases. You know, what we're hoping for is that states will allow us to access some state-obtained and hosted information as additional databases to confirm the identity of individuals who are in the E-Verify system. So, for example, the state of Mississippi now allows us to access their Department of Motor Vehicle records to obtain certain information in driver's license data. That's a very useful database. We hope that program expands to other states.